This is Lesson 11. Listen to Jim talking on the telephone to Maria.
Maria, I'm at a phone booth at the Nature Center. I've done the interview. You want another story? I don't think there are any other stories here, Maria.
Now, listen and repeat.
Another story. You want another story? You want another story? Other stories. Any other stories? I don't think there are any other stories. I don't think there are any other stories.
Now change the sentences you hear. For example, you hear,
you want another story?
Job.
And you say,
you want another job?
Then you hear,
Maria.
And you say,
Maria wants another job?
Ready? Let's begin.
You want another story?
Job.
You want another job?
Maria.
Maria wants another job?
Has.
Maria has another job?
Assistant.
Maria has another assistant?
Story.
Maria has another story?
Once.
Maria wants another story?
Now listen to this example. You hear,
I don't think there are any other stories.
Jobs.
And you say,
I don't think there are any other jobs.
Then you hear,
Maria.
And you say,
Maria doesn't think there are any other jobs.
Okay, let's begin.
I don't think there are any other stories.
Jobs.
I don't think there are any other jobs.
Maria.
Maria doesn't think there are any other jobs.
Assistants.
Maria doesn't think there are any other assistants.
Believe.
Maria doesn't believe there are any other assistants.
Stories.
Maria doesn't believe there are any other stories.
Think.
Maria doesn't think there are any other stories.
Now listen to this conversation between Jim and Maria.
Hello.
Hello, Maria. This is Jim. I finished the interview. The one at the Stanford Nature Center.
The one at the Stanford Nature Center?
Yes, that's the one you sent me out here to do. Don't you remember?
Sorry, Jim, but we've been working on so many stories. It's hard to remember the ones we've finished and the ones we haven't finished.
Well, now that I've done the one on the Nature Center, we finished all the important ones, I think.
Let's do another one, Jim. Say, let's do one on ducks.
Ducks? Ducks?
Notice how we use the one to talk about something we've just mentioned. For example, you heard,
I finished the interview, the one at the Stanford Nature Center.
But if we're talking about more than one thing, we use the ones. For example,
we've finished all the stories. All the important ones, I think.
Now you're going to hear some sentences. If the sentence mentions one thing, repeat the sentence using the one. If the sentence mentions more than one thing, repeat it using the ones. For example, you hear,
I finished the interview at the Nature Center.
And you say,
I finished the one at the Nature Center.
Then you hear,
we've done the important stories.
And you say,
we've done the important ones.
All ready? Let's begin.
I finished the interview at the Nature Center.
I finished the one at the Nature Center.
We've done the important stories.
We've done the important ones.
The white geese live here all year.
The white ones live here all year.
The little green duck is mean.
The little green one is mean.
He chases the other ducks.
He chases the other ones.
The kids who come here feed them.
The ones who come here feed them.
Now listen to this conversation.
Hey, look at those two geese. One is green. It must be a Canadian goose. The other one is white.
And look at all those ducks. One is so big.
The other ones are so little. They must be babies.
Now listen to and repeat these sentences.
Look at those two geese. One is green. The other one is white. One is green. The other one is white.
Look at all those otters. One is so big. The other ones are so little. One is so big. The other ones are so little.
Now you make some comparisons using the other one or the other ones. For example, you hear,
look at those two ducks. One is green.
And you say,
the other one is white.
Or you hear,
look at all those otters. One is so big.
And you say,
the other ones are so little.
All right, let's begin.
Look at those two ducks. One is green.
The other one is white.
Look at all those otters. One is so big.
The other ones are so little.
Look at those two walls. One is high.
The other one is low.
Look at all those runners. One is fast.
The other ones are slow.
Look at all those mountains. One is low.
The other ones are high.
Look at those two people. One is so fat.
The other one is so thin.
Now listen to Jim talking to a woman who works in the gift shop up at the Stanford Nature Center.
I need a new address book. Is this the last one in the shop?
No, here's another just like it. And here's another that's exactly the same. Why not buy at least two? They make nice presents.
Okay, good. I'll take all three of them. I'll give one to my cameraman and keep one for myself. And who knows? I may need another someday.
Now you're going to hear two sentences. Put them together to make one longer sentence. For example, you hear,
there's an address book on the table.
There's an address book on the desk.
And you say,
there's an address book on the table and another on the desk.
Or you hear,
there are 10 kids in the nature center.
There's one kid waiting to get in.
And you say,
there are 10 kids in the nature center and another waiting to get in.
Okay, let's begin.
There's an address book on the table.
There's an address book on the desk.
There's an address book on the table and another on the desk.
There are 10 kids in the nature center.
There's one kid waiting to get in.
There are 10 kids in the nature center and another waiting to get in.
There are 2 ducks swimming in the pond.
There's 1 duck chasing otters.
There are 2 ducks swimming in the pond and another chasing otters.
There's a reporter in the gift shop.
There's a reporter taking pictures outside.
There's a reporter in the gift shop and another taking pictures outside.
There are 2 kids feeding the ducks.
There's a kid feeding the geese.
There are 2 kids feeding the ducks and another feeding the geese.
There's 1 interview finished.
There's 1 interview to finish before tomorrow.
There's 1 interview finished and another to finish before tomorrow.
And now there are 14 lessons finished in Book 8. And another 2 to finish before Book 9. This is the end of Lesson 11.